Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. Sitting Eagle. Hi, I've got a puzzle to put together. Perhaps you can help me figure him out. The first time I met Mr. Sitting Eagle Chasky, I was 10 years old, visiting neighbor kids near Sirisford. We'd finished our meal when a tall man with braids down his chest, tied off with red string, walked in, was greeted warmly. I'd never met an Indigenous person close up. He turned, asking my name. I was all eyes and stammering. Merle Thompson, I told him. Our farm was just to the west, on the old trail between Turtle and Moose Mountains. Every summer, Indigenous families traveled by horse and wagon through our farm. They'd camp just above Sirisford, likely a well-used place over the generations. I heard much later they were Dakota, like Mr. Sitting Eagle. Sitting Eagle is a title, I've learnt, like pastor or doctor. But here lies the puzzle. What is his purpose? He covers a lot of territory as he moves between Turtle Mountain and Pipestone, or Chinupawakpa, reserves. Always alone, on foot, carrying his needs for the day. On fair day, he shows up in Deloraine in full ceremonial dress. Farm families offer food and a bed when the timing's right. It seems normal, as he's kind and relaxed. He makes miniature bows and arrows for the children. There are theories. In the early 1900s, when the feds were disbanding Turtle Mountain Reserve, it said he and his grandfather held their ground, wouldn't leave. Some say he's at odds with Chinupawakpa Nation. Others think he's just a loner. Perhaps closer to the truth is that he watches over special places. I don't know what a sacred site is for a Dakota person, but I'm pretty certain they're everywhere, like our churches and cemeteries. We met again last summer, 1927. I was trapping beaver and got walking back home when I saw Sitting Eagle's distinct stature, his confident gait. We sat for a time and chatted like old friends. He surprised me by greeting me by name. It had been 15 years. We spoke of world affairs. He mentioned the treaty signed to end World War I and his fascination with the League of Nations. He asked my opinion as to the possibility of lasting peace between nations. I offered what I had. He seemed to know much more than I. I look forward to another time. Someday, I hope the stories grandmothers at Chinupawakpa tell of Sitting Eagle will be merged with the stories I've heard. There's something for us all in the stories we'd together tell of this beguiling man. I adapted Sitting Eagle from a story written for Vantage Points 4. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Service Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.